Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6436, Baruch Hashem, the 5th of Menachem of Tosh, Yitzchaz, Brooklyn, Shalom Ubracha. The Rebbe said it was surprised that I read in your letter to, as if I am, God forbid, upset at him. That something is upsetting about, that the Rebbe is upset. And the Rebbe says, it's understood, there is no basis for that. I'm not upset. And the Rebbe says, I've written to several. I see no benefit from being upset, for being having a kepeda. So the Rebbe says, there is possible that sometimes I'm in pain from a non-proper conduct. I'm in pain. I'm not upset. I'm not angry. I'm not upset. But it hurts me. I have tzar, the Rebbe says. And the Rebbe says, sometimes when people do things wrong, or sometimes that we don't utilize the blessing and the success that the blessed Hashem gives. And my heart aches, and the heart aches that these matters can be better as than they are. And just because of silly things, not important things, you don't utilize the blessing of the blessed Hashem Yisbarach. So that's what's happening, but not, I don't get upset, and not a kapeda. So the Rebbe says, from this you can understand that being upset is totally the opposite than feeling bad for not utilizing it, and for sure not more than upset, maybe getting angry. So the Rebbe says, there is room in your case, the pain that I mentioned before, but that has no connection to interpret it in my letter, that which I did not write. Or that because the Rebbe is sort of upset, so that's why the Rebbe is not answering. That's wrong to interpret that way. And the Rebbe says, mostly, if there's not an answer, is because I'm too busy. There's too many things going on. And here, the Rebbe is saying, because the Rebbe did write a letter to these people, they showed the letter in which the Rebbe was kind of telling them about something that they should do. And the Rebbe is discussing here, it says that what I mean, that the Rebbe says, I thought I have written to you the idea of wearing a wig in your home. And the Rebbe says, I believe, the Rebbe says, Kimaduma, that I hinted to you that this thing doesn't change, and you're not correcting it just by pretending that it doesn't exist. So you're just trying to pretend, but that's not, doesn't help anything. The blessed Hashem, before whom all hiddens are revealed. And so the Rebbe says, yes, I am impaid, I'm not angry. And the Rebbe says, I'm not withholding my letter because of that. The contrary, but the Rebbe says, yes, I'm in pain, because this is something important, and just ignoring it, basically, is not going to fix anything. And why am I in pain? It's a connection. The Rebbe said, that's understood according to the Holy Zohar, which is brought down in the Achronim Shulchan Aruch Erechayim, section 3, on page... The in the Zohar on page 126, side A. It says over there, "Boyi itzo liskaso bizivto debesa." A woman needs to cover up in the home, in the house. That even in the corners of the house, she needs to cover her hair. And we understand from this, the Rebbe says in the parentheses, how much more so outside of her home. And then the Zohar continues. The Avdus came, if she does so, Benoho yistalkun b'chashiva, her sons will go up in importance, they'll become importance, etc. And then it says, Mizborech b'kulom b'richon, will be blessed with all kinds of blessings. The Leilo, the blessings of above, b'richon del tato, and the blessings of below, b'oisra, with wealth. Bebonim, bebnei bonim, sons and grandsons. Ein shom hayt, look very well there. So there is tremendous blessings here. I'm in pain for here. So because this is an opportunity for good life and you're not taking advantage. And the Rebbe says, I want to emphasize again that there is not at all, not even a little bit of it. There is no aspect of being upset. There is no grievance at all. Not a little bit, not a lot of it, nothing of it. But it's a upsetting and a pain for me. It's a pain which is even increased when you reflect about this. The so-called, that this requires, so to speak, self-sacrifice, kaviyochel, that this conduct, desirable, demands and measure that by the loss. The Rebbe is having pain. You can get yourself so much blessings, and you can get yourself so much good fortune, and as all the blessings from the Zohar, and that you don't do that, so that causes a pain. And even more, the Rebbe says, and when you take into consideration the place where we find ourselves now, that such a good conduct can influence many Jewish homes, that they should begin to follow, to copy, they do the same thing, and go from strength to strength, you have opportunity to do it in the right way. And, you know, in that days, even we're talking about, even in the Hasidic families, even the very religious families, it was a big challenge to get the women to cover their hair. And they, to them, it was like a self-sacrifice to do that. And the Rebbe calls it a so-called sacrifice. But the Rebbe says, you know, you can be instrumental in influencing many of the others. They will follow your example, and the benefit of it is tremendous. So that's why it's a pain. It's not a grievance, it's not being upset, there's no grievance over here, but it's a pain and the shame. And the Rebbe prays, Yerotzen, that in the end each one of us should see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives the flow of blessing and success, both physically and spiritually, and to make all the necessary vessels to accept and to utilize the blessing in the fullest measure. So the Rebbe says that as we coming now from the month of redemption, the month of Tammuz, the month in redemption of our Rebbe, our leader, our prince, the body follows the head, so each one of us should be redeemed amongst all Jewish people from all matters that are confusing, and should be able to serve the blessed Hashem with joy and with gladness of heart, with blessing for good news and all the above. So the person thought maybe the Rebbe has a grievance, so the Rebbe is not answering. The Rebbe says, God forbid. And the Rebbe says, Only thing, I'm in pain because when I see sometimes that people aren't doing the right things, or the Rebbe says that they don't utilize the blessings that Hashem gives, and that caused me pain. And the Rebbe says, this is not grievance, this is, I feel bad for you. Grievance with me, I'm angry at you, or something like that. This is a pain because the Rebbe feels bad. He wants better for them. He's not angry at them, but he feels bad that they're not doing the right thing, that they're not utilizing them, because the Rebbe loves them, because the Rebbe cares about them. And the Rebbe says, if you don't get the answer right away, it's not because there's a grievance, it's just because I'm overwhelmed over here with many different preoccupations. And the Rebbe says, with regard to your case, the wearing of the shaitel covering of the hair, it's very clear in the Zohar, the great blessing that is there. And the Rebbe says, you can be part of the change and other people will follow. So that self-sacrifice is minuscule next to the great reward that it can bring. The Rebbe blesses him for good news.